That shit is fucking trash, dog. Get the fuck off the airwaves.
Oh, Mr. Fantastic Rhodes, that's like Elastic and I was fucking MF Doom shit. But welcome back to the Helicopter Crash Podcast with your host, Christopher Hernandez. Rashad, and you got our guests, Mason and Xavier.
You know, guys, I just got
out guys, we're actually going to post this. We're posting this. This one's going up.
Guys, I just got at the pen some tings you wouldn't know, eh?
Nah. Having that lingo. That felt low-key racist.
What?
Tings? You said tings? That's black Western European slang. Known in places as Wales, UK.
You mean England? The UK is Scotland, Northern Ireland, Guernsey, and then another country I don't know the name of.
We got a geographicalist or whatever the fuck that shit is. But what we've been doing. What y'all been doing?
Yeah, we haven't posted in so long. We're going to talk about Christmas after we talk. Yeah, after that. But what y'all been up to?
Facts, bro.
Marshall, let's start with you. What you been up to, bro?
I've been chilling. I need to start working out more. That's what I've been doing. But Raider Academy, it's going slow. Nothing been happening in life, bro. It's been going real slow.
You know, guys.
Even though life is going so fast, it felt like the year was a second ago.
I felt like I met Rashid yesterday. But... guys, I'm the reason why we haven't been uploading. I got grounded.
That's not even the reason, for a fact. I would say we have 10 episodes by now in the bank.
Probably.
No, there's ones with Cam, there's ones with JT, there's ones with you guys. Yeah. And those aren't old ones. Those are ones in like the past couple of months.
Someone posted one of those.
That's when we need to. See, I remember way back when. When we first started the podcast, we were like, yo, we should record episodes. We always had the debate of, yo, we should record pre-episodes. Don't do pre-episodes. And now, I'm fucking by accident, we have pre-episodes.
So, Chris, what you been up to?
Yeah.
Well, I just said I've been grounded.
Without what? Without your phone?
Yeah, and then I'll, I have to go to my cousin's house sometimes. Because my aunt doesn't trust my little cousin because she's a year younger than me. So sometimes I have to go over to their house and just be like, yo, no one's robbing the place, right? Okay.
This man thinks he's a comedian. He's a comic. You a New York comic?
Hmm?
Davidson, Staten Island, King of Staten Island. That was a good movie. I ain't gonna lie, King of Staten Island.
Bro, Pete Davidson's a genius, bro. Yeah. I'll get into that a little later. But I'll sometimes sneak on the Snapchat show.
Chris, what happened at your aunt's house, huh? With that Chromebook.
So I had a Chromebook where I would talk to people. Since it was a Chromebook, mm-hmm. I could use Snapchat off the Google Play app. It was slower than a turtle on LSD. But I'm not even gonna get on that.
That makes sense. Yo, if this video gets
on call with this dude. This man is messing around with his Chromebook.
Yeah, I'm messing around with it. Donnell and Rashid said some disrespectful ass shit about Kanye, I think it was. I start kicking it. I start throwing it around. Bro, you know what got it? I was trying to pick it up. I fell a little bit and a snow globe comes down and goes on the screen.
That's some Home Alone stuff.
It was, because as soon as I pick it up, all the snow was all around the people. But Mason, what you been up to, bro?
Yeah, hold on, I got one thing to say. If this gets more than 1,000 views, I'm pulling up to Chris's crib.
We need to talk about that too. Was it you that also pulled up with Mason?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell this from my point of view, right? Yeah. One day, it's around Thanksgiving. I'm talking to Mason and Xavier. I'm like, yo, you won't pull up to my crib. You won't. It's the day before Thanksgiving break. I get home. Me and my grandma's like, yo, you know what? Tonight I'm gonna make something for dinner, because it's usually once or twice a week we'll have a homemade meal. So we go to John, we get our stuff. I come back, and as I was leaving, I seen two people on their bikes. I was like, god damn it. So I'm not riding there. I get back. My aunt's like, who were those gay ass boys here a few hours ago? Well, not a few hours, but a few, 30 to an hour ago. And I'm like, oh my god. And she starts explaining how you guys were harassing her and my cousin. Da 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 da.
I already know Mason's take on this. I know Mason was like, I'm just gonna fuck with Chris today.
We had a Thanksgiving plate for this man, bro.
I believe them that they had a Thanksgiving plate for me.
Yeah,
but
intentions.
We literally had an extra seat and thought of Chris.
Yeah. Because he was like, yo,
that's some Charlie Brown shit, dude.
That's going around the coldest. exact same shit.
In school that day, he was like, yo, pull up to my crib. I'll try to come out. So we pull up. This kid's like, we're like, yo, come on. He's like, I'm not even going to try.
When they pulled up to my crib and I answered the door, it was dark out.
Bro, you should have like made the extra effort, bro, to leave.
Yeah.
Should have just.
No, because tacos being made.
Tacos.
I love tacos, bro.
Tacos are trash.
Oh, you're a fucking queer, bro.
What, gay people don't like tacos, bro?
No, I'm talking about weirdo.
Okay, okay. Xavier, what about you? We still did ask you what you been up to.
Bro.
Speak up.
Bro.
Just get a little bit closer.
Not that even I'm like, damn. Like, bring it to that shit.
Shut up. Bro, I've been hanging out with Mason a lot. He's been really annoying, honestly.
See, that's why I don't hang out with Mason a lot.
Last night, Mason was staying the night at my house. And it was four in the morning. Me and him was up watching movies.
Oh my god. Bro, no, it's Studio 7. It was Studio 7.
Don't. Yeah, try not to talk over each other.
Yeah, and we were sitting up, and then my dog just started randomly barking, and then Mason heard it, and he had to shut my dog up real fast.
Wait a
Some
minute.
Dude nah, walked past me and Chance's house straight screaming.
Screaming like, ugh.
Wait, barking bag?
Chris, the door is behind you.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you.
No, like, he was like straight screaming in a different tone, like, back and forth.
So Swahili, he was speaking.
And then he walked all the way up to Chance's house, and I don't know where he went after that. But like, he was straight screaming.
But it was crazy at 307.
Are you sure it wasn't just Casey?
Nah, 307.
I know, it sounded like an old dude.
But let's go to what we got.
I really wanted to tell him to shut up, honestly.
But talking about random people screaming, Santa Claus, what do we get all for Christmas? Starting from rations, going to Xavier and then.
I got a bunch of money.
How much, Rasher?
$1,000. $1,000. And I got a salt lamp. That shit's fucking sick. Salt.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's actually sick.
I seen it the other day. What color did it glow again?
It's orange. It's orange. It's that orange salt lamp.
You should have got the one that could change any color.
Bro, that's lame. Speaking of, after this, I need to go on a whole rant about LED lights. That's fucking stupid.
Oh, my
LED lights
in your fucking shit,
bro. What?
What did you get?
Yes, bro.
Bro, straight boo-boo fart. I got light-up shoes, light-up gloves.
Nah, you're lying.
Light-up shoes.
I got Spider-Man Miles Morales for PlayStation 4.
Okay.
And then I completely forgot. I got socks. I got like a lot of socks.
You got Red Dead. Socks. I'll leave my socks.
I did not get Red Dead. I don't even know where Red Dead went.
Bro, I'm gonna go on a rant.
Red Dead gets so fucking boring after like.
After you beat the game, it isn't.
Nobody even plays story mode. We just play online.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I do is play online.
Yeah, because
I just go hunting.
After like a few, I remember it was like 7th grade. Yeah, 7th grade is when everybody was beating Red Dead and talking about the shit, yeah. And then everybody just kind of slowly.
No, literally, I beat the game, and then I just deleted it.
Mm-mm. What about you, Mason? What'd you get for Christmas?
I got new Spider-Man. I got Cold War.
What's the biggest thing you got?
I cannot.
There's an elephant in the room that you and me both know about.
I can't say.
I don't think this man got the PS5.
I can't say the one thing I got.
You got a PS5?
No, I'm getting that whenever we can because my parents didn't get one. But whenever we can, I'm getting it.
Well, what's the thing Chris talking about then, huh?
Bro,
I can't say the one thing though.
What's that?
I can't say that,
bro. What are you trying to hide?
It's a kid's Christmas, bro.
You must.
I mean, I guess you could say that, but I got a shotgun.
What's bad about that? You act like you using it to shoot people, bro.
Well, I already told the world I got light up sneakers. You won't even tell them that.
Whoa, you know, some people are weird about that.
Stop, like, trying to bang on the table.
I'm not even banging on the table.
this man, Chris, I look like a teacher. What he said? He said that shit like he was a nice teacher trying to talk down a kid from fucking being too loud.
Yeah, I got
bro, I'm about to go on a rant with this shit.
What'd you get, Chris?
So, I'm about to go on a rant.
Style?
No. I'm going to go on that later. I woke up. There was, like, a whole bunch of presents. The one side of it, I could see there was some Switch games.
Okay.
And then the other was just a whole bunch of other shit. My grandma got me like a whole bunch of Switch games, 3 mugs. Okay. And two, and like a big thing of shampoo and that kind of stuff. And then later in the day, I go to my mom's Apple Watch, AirPods, Cold War, Cyberpunk, money, more shampoo and deodorant, stuff like that. I'm pretty sure they're just trying to tell me that I smell.
Oh, okay. Nah, bro, you don't
Someone was thinking. You can't even count, bro.
Mason, you stuff like poo-poo. Rank, bro. Poo-poo.
Nah. Yo. There's nothing like your parents telling you smell by getting Dr. Squatch soap.
I've never
like I'm telling you, Xavier got a whole box.
Xavier sometimes does stuff.
Yeah, Nate got doctors.
Nate got a big thing of Dr. Squatch.
I'm talking about Dr. Squatch. That's why.
Yeah, he loves Dr.
Xavier
Squatch.
Xavier really gave some soap to Casey.
He said, Casey, you need this.
Casey didn't need it one day.
He needed more than me.
Bro, but yo. I'm about to get the boy some gifts.
Cap.
That's I'm about to get.
Same. You ain't gonna lie.
I already got Rashid one thing.
And you got me that pizza gift card, and then that man.
That Jade.
Chris about to get that Yeezus. That Yeezus.
The, bro, what is he? What Jake fit is he gonna go with the music? What?
I got a whole bunch of money. I got like $300, so I just bought Yeezys, and everyone's flaming me for it.
Cause they look stupid.
Well, I don't have them now.
Chris,
so how can you say
Chris,
that?
You want the biased opinion or you want the unbiased opinion?
Both.
Okay. Biased, that's a fuck. If you buy Yeezys, that's a fucking joke. Unbiased, shit. You started off in fashion, bro. You started off getting your Yeezys. You get what you like. Get what you like, bro.
Bro, you want to talk?
And you'll find out on the way.
Bro, I seen those Earth Air Force Ones on gold. I was about to thought, but.
What, these?
Yeah.
How much they go for now?
$340.
Oh shit! I might have to cop another pair of them. Bro, they went from like $300 from when I first bought them like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what the
fuck are
you talking about?
Like,
bro, have you seen the new thing called Ruff Simmons?
Oh, you talk. Oh, that's such inside of the community shit. But like, yeah,
Ruff Simmons low key be looking nice, bro. I wish I could cop.
How are you going to talk about Ruff Simmons and say they low-key be looking like the... It's such an oxymoron, bro. But, like, Ruff Simmons, yeah, they make cool shit. Fucking making fun of old archive rap, making, like, anime shit.
Yeah.
This shit is dumb.
Evangelion.
Yeah, Evangelion shit. Speaking of anime, y'all get on anime? I haven't. My brother has.
I used to. I used to be a big anime.
Yeah, same. Back in, like, 2013, I was watching, like, first season of Attack on Titan, but now I ain't getting that shit.
Yeah, anymore. I don't find it entertaining.
What about y'all two, huh?
I mean, if it's like a cartoon.
Yo, yesterday.
If it's like.
Bro, yesterday.
Yes, okay. Yo, yes. Like, I'm sorry, because interrupt. But yesterday, we went to go get crab legs. We went to crab legs.
We should have a feast.
We went to go to a Giant at like 9:30. And there was just. We were going through the alleyway. Because whatever. And
9:30 at night.
Yeah,
in the alleyway.
I told him to go main road. He said no. He went down the alleyway. I was about to go to main road, but then I went with him. There was this guy sitting. I didn't know what it was. There was this guy sitting on the curb. I said, yo, you scared me, bro. We dip. He gets up right after we dip, and he comes to Giant, and then we get right out of Giant. He stares us down.
And he's sitting there.
I have a feeling he's just a really nice dude. That just happened to be going to Giant at the same time.
I'm pretty sure it's Holmes, but because like bro was eating straight bread like out of the Giant.
See, no, I have a strange feeling that he also went to Giant at the same time you guys did, and then when you guys came out, he was like, "Oh, those were the kids from earlier."
Well, there is this one bum that stays at Giant that's always ranting about Jesus and shit.
But that's a weird thing. How did he get there that quick?
Are you talking about an old lady?
No, it's like a skinny young man. Not young man, but that man's like 30.
There's like an old lady bum that be staying at Giant sometimes.
Bum that's derogatory to
the weird first. Thing is he had to run to Giant or something because we were on bikes and we totally dipped. Like, we was gone.
It was dumb.
I don't know why you guys didn't take the main road.
I told him. Fucking retard.
But, no, whoa. That's derogatory.
Let's talk about that.
But.
Let's talk about that. You know, let's talk about because we're not going to talk about it on the next episode. We're going to talk about other things.
Are we going to talk about last night? Or is that for the next one?
That's for the next episode. Okay. But, y'all saying that word? I'm saying two things, even though technically it is not my place to speak. But, it's not comparable to other slurs, but it's not right to call people that are retarded. But generally people that are neurodivergent, they see it as you're allowed to say it without, but don't call people that are actually retarded.
In my opinion, I don't think you should like say it on like a podcast and stuff where like everyone can hear it, because some people can like get mad at that. But like if you're in your like own little circle,
because if you are only acting to see what others react to, what's the point of that? Well, that's not living life.
What do you mean?
So you're telling me, if you see it in a way where it's like, I don't want to do this because others will feel this way. Not because they'll feel bad, it's because the way they will react to me.
I just don't want to make them feel bad if they take it that way.
Okay, but do you think they're right? That's the real question, brother. Do you think they're right in feeling bad?
Well, if they are, if they're neurodivergent, like you said.
What's neurodivergent, Chris? Yeah.
See, I don't want to say the R word.
Towards those people or in general?
I just don't want to say it on like I guess you could say a public forum.
Oh, a public forum.
Yo, how long are the podcasts?
People could get offended. Huh?
How long are the podcasts?
It doesn't matter, to be honest. But you guys want to talk? Wait. What you were going to say earlier?
What?
About, I gotta roll this tape back.
You got 5 seconds before I cut this out of the episode right now.
You're just gonna have to cut it.
No, I'm not cutting it. Because now that we're talking about cutting it, it doesn't get cut. Yeah, bro. It's like Inception. That movie's fucking nice.
What you been watching lately, Rash? I know you've been watching hella movies.
Bro, it's like Harry Potter and Doctor Who. I'm like, what the
fuck? See, I got 90 days of HBO Max, but I don't know if I want to use it.
What do you mean you don't know if it's going to be good? It is good. It's just another streaming service.
Yo, did you guys watch Charm City, though?
What? Charm City?
Huh?
I mean,
bro, there's a show I need to get you on, but after Mason to talk.
What's the name, Chris?
Cobra Kai on Netflix.
How do you watch that? You didn't watch it yet?
I'm not watching a YouTube Red series.
Yo, listen, we're not going to talk about that. That was like 2 or 3 years ago. Netflix just picked it up, bro.
When did you just discover that show?
Huh?
When did you just discover that show?
I was watching it when the first season came out on YouTube Red. Stop
fucking
it.
Fucking loser.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you watching YouTube Red shows? Nah, bro.
It's a good show, dude. Coming out on July something.
No, January 1st, you fucking dumbass.
I meant January.
Yo, remember Logan Paul's The Thinning with, like, Peyton List? And like the
I've only seen a single trailer.
No, I remember I watched both of the movies.
Are you being serious? Yes, bro. Actually loser activity.
No, this was like way, way back. I think it was like a year ago. I watched both of the movies, bro. Because I think it's about like Logan Paul in high school. And it's like, oh, there's overpopulation. And it's like such a cheap ass budget, bro. It's so dumb.
Yo. Is it really cringy like that?
What? Nah, it's fucking a good movie. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, are you wearing two pairs of pants?
It's cold.
It is cold.
He is tried. Oh, I want to feel comfortable. Anything happening lives earlier?
Ain't really much to talk about, bro.
Besides a dude walking past my house screaming at 4 in the morning.
3 o'clock.
Bro, shut up. It doesn't matter.
It's
y'all want to talk about school? What's been happening?
Nothing.
Nothing in school?
No.
But y'all guys will never guess what happened to me. It's kind of sad. It made me feel a certain type of way.
What?
My grandma died, right?
Mm-hmm.
My grandma in Africa. My grandma.
Yeah.
I have a grandma in the States and I have a grandma in Africa. But my dad's mom died. That shit was so... I met her once in fourth grade. She seemed like a nice person to my knowledge. I don't really remember that one. But she died. I think it was from COVID. It's so sad.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like, I don't know how to, like, I don't want to be like, I don't want to piggyback off of that and be like, try to make myself out of that, like, that whole situation. But, like, my, this is going to sound so, like, way, but, like, I was super close with my great-grandfather, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, last year, his wife, great-grandmother, passed.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but this man Chris just hit like fucking rapper hands when he said past, bro. I'm not letting that slide. This man Chris like hit like a low-key dab when he said past. He's talking normally with his hands out and he goes, and she passed. like that she was a fucking Let It Shine bar. But keep going, Chris, keep going.
I don't know. Like when it happened, he was like, it was like mad sad, but like everyone was talking to him. And he was like, yo, I'm ready to go. And yesterday it happened. At the age of like 90 something.
That's a good life.
90?
Man was a hero.
He's a hero.
What about war hero.
War hero.
Huh? Yo, can we talk? How many hours of sleep did you guys get?
I mean, it's good. I wake
up. 4 hours?
Actually,
my daily schedule is to go to sleep at like 11:30, 12, wake up 8, 9.
Yeah, that's a good schedule.
Okay, I woke up at 9:20, went to sleep 12:30. Simple as that. I got 8 hours.
Nah, me and Mason go to sleep. I got like 5:30 in the morning.
I got like 4 hours of sleep. Wake up at 9. Something around there.
But because I think I got a mental block with staying up now, bro. Ever since like hardcore quarantine, where I could stay up for hours and hours, go days without sleep, and then go into like a 12-hour sleep, then go like days without sleep. Now I can't, like, if I try to stay up, it's borderline tough, bro.
It's the opposite for me. Like every night I have to take like melatonin or something because I just like can't sleep. Like, but one night, like, I ran out and couldn't go to a store. I stayed up till like 3 trying to go to sleep.
Yeah. But it's not to be disrespectful, but bro, your parents have no respect for us trying to sleep, Xavier. They yell at
No,
they be
say that.
No, because they keep on me.
What? No, you're gonna take the gravity of that. You're gonna go to a
man stays in your crib. He's like, yo, Xavier, your parents have no respect for you.
Yeah, you're just gonna the fact that you
come into the room at 7 o'clock in the morning screaming.
Bro, that's your fault for not going to sleep on time. Yeah, and 7 o'clock.
You don't have to say it like that. You don't have to.
And
say
two,
like that,
how are you gonna? Hurry!
No, like,
it's like no.
He's technically right, but he didn't have to say
it. Bro, you can't be saying it like that, especially to someone else. Imagine you welcoming someone in their home. Your parents will sometimes just be like, "Yo, go to sleep," or wake you up, and they're like, "Well, yo, man, your fucking parents are such bitches."
Nah, but only I'm allowed to talk smack.
Exactly. Other people can't really talk smack on your like family, but unless it's very known that it's okay.
Oh, they be they be screaming across the rooms, bro.
7 in the morning. My mom kicks down my door. Like she opens the door and starts screaming about trash or something.
Bro,
and then she comes into my room and just starts shaking my door. She's like, "You need a new door. I'm taking off your door." I'm just like, I'm trying to sleep. It's like 7 in the morning.
You need to go to sleep on time, bro.
No, it doesn't even matter.
She's just trying to get waking up.
And then she's playing with the gerbils.
Yeah, and then my mom's roommate comes out and she starts screaming like they don't even talk.
I want to talk about something. Tell me why me and Rash go to Xavier's house, right? And Xavier has something behind his back the one day, and he comes out. He has a fucking rat.
It was a mouse.
I was about to kill that thing when I seen it.
Because you're gonna kill him if you try. You were terrified.
Chris really tried to mollywop my gerbil.
The dog was trying to eat it.
Yeah, and then my dog bit it, and I smacked. No, I didn't smack her, but like, I almost did.
We tried to throw it on Casey to see if he would do anything.
Oh, actually, your hair looking different.
You really expect Casey to get up and start running or something?
I thought he would.
Another thing. I could never.
I know what you meant by
I
that.
I could never, genuinely never sleep over at someone's house Christmas night.
Christmas night? What?
It's the night of Christmas and over at someone's house?
That?
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Casey really did.
Casey was chilling in your crib Christmas Day?
Christmas
Day. Y'all family or that man has no respect for fucking
hours. Nah, he literally just came in and played with his Xavier's electric scooter and just didn't leave from then.
Wait, so y'all low-key wanted him to leave?
I genuinely wanted him to leave because it was Christmas, bro. Christmas.
He's a stinker.
He really didn't have things to do.
He stunk.
Motherfucker thought this was a trade school. He thought this was a boarding school.
Bro, the only way I could do some shit like that is if I'm still friends with Rash 6 years down the road.
Yeah, when we grown, man, we having both of the families at one place, bro. Not fucking, yo, hey, Casey just coming over here. Can I chill on Christmas? But who knows? Maybe he's like that.
And then the next morning, Casey's sister came over and some dude or female I never even seen before in my life.
Wait, what?
I have no idea who this was. My dog started yelping.
God
from downstairs. Yo, Chris, the door's behind you. my dog started yelping, so I came downstairs. I wasn't, all right, go ahead, leave. I came downstairs like angry, bro.
Is the door locked?
I was about ready to hit somebody with the 300 Mack Truck Deluxe.
300 Mack Truck Deluxe.
My dog started screaming. Let me get some of that. I go downstairs. Casey's sister's literally chilling there. Looks me in my eyes, just holding my dog, and my dog just runs away. And there's like four people I never seen in my life before.
Wait, in your crib?
In my crib.
Is Casey the one that invited them?
Casey, Paige, and then some.
Did Xavier I've never or Xander?
Wait, guys.
Xavier was 10 miles away. My dad.
I have a question for you guys. It's a dumb TikTok question. Oh, but have you guys ever seen two pretty best friends?
No.
Chris got so fucking hip on the memes, bro. Do you guys know two pretty best friends?
Remember when your brother was dating Christina?
Speaking of a TikTok question,
you want to talk about that?
Right before that, I don't know why, but it just made me laugh. Fucking, I'm in this theater group chat that you can't leave because it has a bunch of droid members in it, bro. That you can't leave, and motherfucker, it's like 12 a.m. My phone goes off. For some reason, I didn't have it on silent. All I see is a message from Lorelai in the group chat. It says, "Hey, this is for a TikTok. Can you please tell me what cartoon/movie character I remind you of?" Bro, I fucking
you
died.
Should, you know what you should have said?
Even, it's just
bro, you know what
stupid.
You should have said?
What?
You should have said Aang from Avatar because her head bald.
That doesn't even make sense. They're just saying some random ass shit. What's his name? JT just said some stupid ass shit. He was like, "Man, you remind me of old man Jenkins from SpongeBob."
JT's the GOAT, bro. He's in Arizona. He's about to give me some In-N-Out fries.
2 days old.
Back
2 days old.
No,
days
he's
old.
Getting it the last day he leaves.
Still, like, that's 10 hours
still,
old.
Yeah.
Still.
Why am I a booger? You're not getting a booger.
Microwave can't even.
Bro, it's going to get. You can't eat, like, super old meat. You realize that, right?
It's only.
McDonald's doesn't expire.
McDonald's is...
You don't need to worry about the vaccine, bro.
If you eat McDonald's burgers, you don't need to worry about
Chris
the vaccine.
Chris, because you actually eat McDonald's. Don't lie.
No, I don't.
From your life, you didn't eat McDonald's in the last 4 months.
I can't put that on my life.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
The only reason why was because me and my family would be doing shit. Like when we had to put up Christmas lights and stuff, we did it super late. So it was super late, like 8 o'clock at night. And McDonald's was the only thing open at the time.
A bunch of other places are open at night.
Wait, do you think Xavier should get an iPhone?
It doesn't matter.
I literally need one.
It's not that you just need a better phone.
I could see you getting like a new Galaxy. That would be fine.
His mom got him a phone, but he's bugging about an iPhone.
Bro, you just gotta get that shit on your own time. Like, I bought like a $100 iPhone 7, bro. Yeah. You need to get on your own, bro. You're growing.
Because Chris was fiending for the iPhone for the life. Chris was obsessed. He was like, I need it. There's no need for a fucking iPhone.
Well, if you get grounded,
the thing is, when I first got him, I had no phone. I had the Chromebook. I needed a phone, and I was like, you know what? I want an iPhone.
Okay.
So...
How are we gonna talk about that? Your cousin?
Your brother, Dana.
Oh, my brother.
She's like 3 years younger than him?
Yeah.
She's like.
Xander, a ninth grader, Dana, seventh grader?
We're
gonna be hypocrites because I know for a fact one of you two is gonna do the same thing in a couple of years. Nope. When you're dating. Nah, because I know for a fact one of y'all gonna be a junior, Dana, freshman, senior, Dana, sophomore.
No, thanks.
By that time, there's nothing wrong with it, but right now, it seems a little
weird. That just feels weird. A high schooler dating a middle schooler?
That sounds so fucking corny. It's a high schooler dating a middle schooler?
I know, but like, that just feels weird.
Okay.
The idea of it.
Problem is, because fucking Christina's, I don't know, she's a weirdo.
Bro, you don't want to, you don't
Didn't she
get
come
really
to your
bad?
House at like 11?
Yeah, she really slept over. She came at my house, to my house.
She
at like
walked there.
Yeah, she came with Xander and Casey to my house at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. And I came in my brother's room. I was trying to play Mario Kart or something. And I literally looked, she's just chilling there on the beanbag chair. And then the night they keep me up all night. Next morning, every single piece of food in my house is gone.
You should have told your mom.
They ate everything.
If that was me,
he said she has my mom, but like my mom wasn't even home.
Yo, that's kind of messed up.
She just came.
Bro, who was that one girl when I was there when we were making that food? Me, you, Mason, and it was me, you, and Anthony.
I was there. You were making
food. Bro, like, basically.
No, that one day, me, you, and Anthony. And it was like a few days after someone hacked my Zoom.
Oh yeah.
That shit was fun.
No, I mean like on the Mason Lup episode. Yeah, I mean, we talked about it.
You know what's disrespectful? You know what I'm actually like? You know what's disrespectful? I don't even want to care about Anthony getting mad at the podcast on month late.
Oh wait, I forget what we say about Anthony.
We called him a crackhead.
Yeah. No, it's not that. I think we just said they vaped or something. Yeah, they called him a crackhead. Yeah. Bro, I just trolled.
And you know what's the funniest part about it?
What?
He was cursing me out on Canvas.
Bro, first off, he's cursing you out because he's like, he thinks he can beat you or whatever. In his idea, he's better than you. Fucking for me, that man's like, I keep asking him because like, I think it's funny because I'm like, first off, say we did say whatever we said about you. I want to know what is the consequence of that. I ain't trying to be a douchebag type shit or whatever, bro. But I want to know what would be the consequence of me saying that about you. And Anthony's like, man, why'd you say it, man? I'm like, okay, I did say it. And he's like, I forget what it was. He just said some stupid shit. I was like, bro, what are you going to do? And he's like, man, why are you trying to fight me? And I was like, I'm not trying to fight you. I just want to know what you're going to do. Because I was like, why are you telling me this information if I don't care? And he's like, stop trying to fight me, bro. And I was like, okay. So I just made him like type out a paragraph, and in the middle of him typing, I just blocked him.
Well, there's so many times where, like, at the one time, Anthony was trying to fight Chris at the basketball.
That shit was
crazy.
I didn't want to fight him, and like, I thought, like, at the time, Rashad and Donnell, so it was me and Matthew. Just like walking to the basketball court because like for like a couple of days or like that day we were both talking shit to each other being like, yo, I can beat you in basketball, da 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 da. We were trying to have a good time.
Eight people pull up, including
eight people to pull up. Everyone's talking shit to me except for Ration, and then like Anthony keeps trying to like fight me, like I push him back and like Donald says some shit. I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up, da 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 da. And he gets all mad at me. He's trying to fight me too. And then me and Matthew walk away, and that shit was like crazy because like I was about to lose all the homies.
Bro,
I don't even want to be friends with. Well, I don't know if I should say.
Well, with who?
Damn.
With who? Anthony.
Yeah, basically.
What? You're friends with Anthony?
No.
Anthony, boring, bro.
The wrong squad. He's trying to fight about every single one.
Everybody
of us.
Literally everybody in the world. Yeah. Alex looked at him wrong. He's like, yo, what's up, bro? What's up, bro?
Just like back on like douchebag shit again. He sucks the fuck out of my dick, bro.
At Shope, he was scared of.
You want to talk about Gabe?
Yeah, we'll talk about that after we explain the Nate thing. He's like terrified of Nate, and then as soon as like he gets back to the school. He's like, yo, I can wild out. And then back when he's back downtown.
Yeah, the funny thing about it, like, Nate, like, presses him. He, like, backs away. And then when I'm asking him in school, being like, yo, fight him. He's like, nah, man, I can beat his ass. But he's a little bit older than me, and he's in a different grade, so I can't fight him.
Oh, yeah. It's not even that. He sounded so fucking stupid. He was like, yeah, I could beat his. He must have either was clowning on your ass, and that's actually funny, or he's being fully serious. Because he was like, actually, I could beat his ass, but he's bigger than me, and he's older than me, so it wouldn't be a fair fight. So
but if you could beat him, what's the point?
And then he's like, yeah, but I could beat him, so I'm just not gonna fight him. He could beat me, but I'm gonna beat him. It was so fucking stupid.
You sound like Frugal said it.
I could beat him, but
I just don't wanna, man.
I don't wanna, man. It makes no sense.
You guys want to talk about the game group chat? Let's start from the beginning.
So this man Mason got his ass beat by Gabe.
But let's start from the beginning. I want to start from the beginning. Gabe is saying something.
Oh, of course someone's coming. That's how it works. They're not gonna come in here.
Yeah.
Gabe is saying something. Hi.
Yeah. Some guy just
Gabe is basically just saying some really
talk like normal.
No.
Like this.
Like this.
You know, relax.
Okay. Like, Gabe is saying some, like, real racist, homophobic stuff, right? Oh, my God. So basically, me and all the homies have a group chat. It's me, Rashid, Aiden, Nate, Charles.
And I know.
The whole, basically that whole friend group, right? And we're, Click is like, yo, should we make a group chat?
I literally told you guys no, because Gabe is such a practical joke, bro.
Yeah, but think of all the funny things that just transpired because of that. So basically, we add him to a group chat, but no, I'm like, Click's like, yo, should we add him? And I'm like, yeah, make a group chat. He adds him to our main group chat.
And I'm in the shower while all this is going down, bro.
And Gabe adds 5 other people. That night, it was like 32 an hour later, you don't understand the shit talking about.
They're
going
getting
on.
Heated. Click starts bringing up his dead mom.
Oh my God.
That's the funny part about it. His mom isn't dead, I'm pretty sure. His mom isn't dead.
So, We're talking about Gabe.
I know. And, like, it's the funniest thing. At first, it's like, it would have been funny if like, Gabe immediately shut him down. But for the longest, Gabe just kept it in the air.
Gabe reacted into it
in a way where he acted like his mom was actually dead.
I know.
And Aiden Quick was just like, dead mom.
The meme that I made about Gabe and his dead mom.
No, okay, let me read this out. Gabe, whatever his name is, don't be gay in this group chat. Max said, I was talking about Flip staying thinking about gay people. Gabe, oh, kind of sus. You're literally the only gay one in this group chat.
Our listeners cannot even decipher what you just said, bro.
Ah, stuff.
This Gabe's just funny. We like messing with
him. I feel like he's actually like a racist, homophobic.
That's why he's funny, because he's acting
like it, but when we confront him about it, he's like, man, I'm only they're just words. They're just words, guys. You can't be offended with just words.
In the end, Gabe's second excuse was like, I hang around black people. I grew up around black
but
people.
But Ellis,
I have a
he's
lot
like,
of black
yo,
friends.
He dropped
I'm allowed to say
that. Ellis dropped him.
Well, like
on the story. No, like as a friend.
What Gabe
called that
kid.
What Gabe called Max.
Yeah. See, because that's what I would say when Gabe was hurt the most. When I was like, yo, is Ellis still your friend, bro? Like, are you still friends with Ellis? No. And he's like, is Ellis your homie? And he just went dead fucking, like, he's talking so, and he goes dead silent, bro.
Humans.
But it's like,
stupid.
Gabe is
what
like, you know the show Impractical Jokers? Oh, I feel like he loves that.
When 5'4" long friends, so I forget what the meme is.
The five lifelong friends try to prank each other in the city and wacky shenanigans go on. But one impractical joker at the end has to do a wacky joke.
You are talking, and that's just crazy.
But
yeah, we like messing with Gabe. Everybody else, I'm somewhat cool with. I mean, Dylan, like, whenever Dylan hangs out with Gabe, I don't even talk to Dylan that much, but whenever Dylan hangs out with Gabe, he just turns into Gabe. It makes no sense.
Dylan and
any
Gabe.
Any other second when Dylan's not with Gabe, Dylan's either just, like, staying by himself or he's just, like, he's acting like Tony the one day of the podcast.
But
whenever like Dylan's with Gabe, he's feeling like he's feeling himself with anybody, bro.
But the craziest part about it is like,
remember Dylan and Talon, bro? That one day,
Dylan and Talon.
Oh yeah, yes. They was going off, yeah.
I was about to just talk about that. How Dylan bullied Kayshawn and then try to fight Talon, but whenever like he did the same thing Anthony did.
I know, it was fucking stupid.
But
shit is crazy, bro. But Gabe's fun. He's fun. He's funnier than half of these kids. Not like the jokes he says, but just him in general. Shit is crazy. You ever take Xavier? You're black. Yeah. Well, Xavier, you're not black. You're white. You're mixed.
I am. I have no idea.
Y'all look like y'all definitely are related.
Who?
Xadrian and
it's because
Chris,
of the hair.
Hair is the same, skin tone the same, yeah.
I don't know if I'll say that.
Oh, how many times have you got asked if you got a perm?
So many.
One day I got bullied by Isley Thomas.
Oh, yeah, she was like, it's definitely a perm, it's definitely a perm.
I go into math the last day before Christmas break.
Yes.
She's like, guys, Chris has a perm!
That's Jason's sister,
I
right?
I remember that. Bro, we got a picture of Mr. Fox the goat, bro.
I'm gonna make that the profile. I'm gonna make that the screenshot for this.
Nah, I'm saying we gotta take a crazy something for this. I don't know.
Let's go on top of a tree. Just climb a tree.
I'm totally that, down to climb a tree. I like.
Let's go. Let's go
on top of the pole.
The Oak Hill Street. The Oak Hill Street.
What, we just post that flick? Post the bike flick from
You could.
We're holding the bike on the bench.
But Chris isn't in it.
Okay. We might have to take a new flick, old fashioned style, like last season. Mm-hmm. Remember that shit? All four of us stand. But remember, I think it was me, Chance, Donnell.
The picture looked so uncomfortable because Chance was like looking off to the side, like he was supposed to be doing something.
For some reason, I had my hands on like his shoulder, just looking to the side.
Wait. Oh my god, nobody will understand this reference, but the picture of Charles holding his hands up. And that's basically what the picture was. That's how uncomfortable.
That's where you get the comedy from, bro. Whenever you get too fucking bored, I do one of two things when I'm absolutely bored and I have absolutely nothing to do. I either go on the ma'am's Instagram or I watch the people at my school's TikToks. Them like doing TikTok trends. That shit's so fun. It's so low quality and trash.
Some people do their TikToks on Android.
Remember when you guys were about to make Chance a main?
Huh?
Remember when you guys were about to make Chance a main?
Nah.
Of what?
You guys would. You guys would.
Oh,
can't
count. Oh, for like the podcast. It's like our guest that we get out on regularly. I could never, bro.
Donna really had just had to move 7 miles away, then ghost us all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a lot. Let's talk about that.
Like,
that account you said that's not Donna.
Exactly, bro.
No.
I'm pretty sure it's not that he blocked me. It's just either his phone's turned off or he blocked me.
Yeah, same reason. With me.
I don't know. I'm another one.
But we were like talking with each other the exact same day. An hour later, I sent this like meme on TikTok, and like the fucking message didn't send. I didn't notice until like a few days later because I called him and he didn't answer. Then I checked the messages that text him and the shit didn't send. I was like, oh shit. Called him on Discord, didn't answer. And I was like, oh, what the hell happened to Donnell?
That's kind of crazy.
The last, the last snap I sent him was literally December 8th.
You think what his stepmom said is true? What Donnell told you?
Yeah, me and Donnell was talking to him one day, and he said his stepmom was like, if you get any Fs, I'm sending you away to Hershey.
Milton Hershey. So do you think that happened?
Like, he actually, like, disappeared.
Oh, both my cousins got kicked out of Milton Hershey, bro.
Well,
how do you get kicked out?
I don't know. They're just...
Who?
Hey, I got left on delivered for a week.
Bro, he left me on delivered for 21 days.
You count the days every day. He's like,
yeah, the margin shit's down. Milton Hershey, they have a nice wrestling team, though. I can't lie.
Really?
Oh, no, yeah, I remember. No, because it's like average. It's like average the good in general. Because I remember, like, before the fucking Milton Hershey game, the kids on our team, they were like, yo, Milton Hershey is such a joke. Well, all, like, their whole wrestling thing is just, like, them screaming, like, WWE wrestling moves and shit. I swear to God, I forget who it was that told me. It might have been Chance Amy or Chance Sweeney that said that shit.
Sounds like something Chance, what's that?
But they were being, like, like, a bunch of the people on the team were like, yeah, that's fucking facts. I was like, damn. It's crazy.
Yo. What else is there to talk about, bro?
I mean, shit. Time to wrap it up. Are you ready? Wait.
Middletown is crazy.
Yeah, bro. We're getting more crazy and crazy.
Well, we got more topics, low-key?
I don't know.
A ton of people walking past my house at 4 in the morning? Sure.
School. Last topic. School. Anything happen in school?
Nothing. I mean, other than getting yelled at, that kid's a poom, so.
It's a poom.
Mr. Fox literally just leaving.
Dang.
Mr. Fox,
okay. Okay, we're gonna go in a row. You have. Bum, bum, you have to say bum, it. You have bum, to say bum, it.
Yo.
No, stop. I'm gonna need you to stop. Leave.
Chris, you don't even deserve it. You. Door. Just climb out.
Let's say the word. Say it.
You
have. Say have.
Been.
Listening to the helicopter crash.
Hey, podcast.
Podcast. Who?